Hello and welcome to the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Podcast. I'm Sophie Wolburn and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Ayakage from the National Cancer Center Hospital East in Japan. We'll be discussing the most recent trial on segmentectomy for ground glass dominant lung cancer with a tumor diameter of 3 centimeters or less, including ground glass opacity. Dr. Ayakage, thanks for taking the time to speak with me. Prior to your trial published in the Lancet Respiratory Medicine, what was the previous evidence on segmentectomy for early stage non-small cell lung cancer?
Until April of last year, lobectomy was a standard surgery for lung cancers of 3 centimeters or less. However, from the result of the JCOG-0802 WJOG 4607 rare study, segmentectomy has become a standard surgery for tumors of 2 centimeters or less. Furthermore, just last week, the result of the CLGB 140503 trial were also published in New England Journal of Medicine, and subglobal dissection, that is, wedge dissection or segmentectomy, has become one of the standard surgery for tumors of 2 centimeters or less. However, until the present study, JCOG-1211 trial was reported, no study had shown the usefulness of subglobal dissection in tumors larger than 2 centimeters.
Has there been any controversy in the use of this surgical technique for tumors 2 centimeters or larger in size?
Yes, this trial was originally started at the time when the usefulness of subglobal dissection had not been demonstrated in subjects with a diameter of 2 centimeters or less, so there was some debate about the safety of this trial. However, since previous studies had shown that this subject was an indolent tumor, even if it exceeded 2 centimeters in size, many researchers finally agreed to conduct this trial.
What did you find in your study in terms of the benefits and drawbacks of segmentectomy?
We believe that it is extremely beneficial that we are able to achieve functional preservation even in tumors larger than 2 centimeters without compromising the curability of the cancer. However, it is important to carefully estimate the surgical margin before surgery, and I'd like to emphasize that local recurrence may increase if adequate margin is not guaranteed. If you can secure it, I think it will be better to perform a lobectomy.
In what scenarios do you anticipate segmentectomy to be the preferred choice over lobectomy in lung cancer patients? And how do non-surgical treatments compare?
The prognosis of lung cancer patients is improving, and the incidence of multiple cancer, including secondary lung cancers, is also increasing in post-operative patients. In the JCOG-0802 study, the patient who underwent segmentectomy resulted in fewer other cancer deaths compared to lobectomy, so if a second cancer develops, the benefit for the patient who underwent segmentectomy may be maximized compared to lobectomy. Precision medicine in many cancer treatments, which I think can be called a precision surgery here, must also be sought in surgery. In addition, comparative trial with other modality in population without lymphoid metastasis should be conducted in the future.
How does sub-segmentectomy fit into this context?
I believe it is possible. However, since the surgical margin is very important, it is essential to be able to secure a sufficient margin. The larger tumor, the larger the dissection area. So it may be somewhat difficult for tumors larger than 2 centimeters.
Thank you very much for joining me today. If you'd like to catch up on this podcast or any of our previous episodes, please find us where you usually get your podcasts. To read the paper by Dr. Ayakage and colleagues, discussed today, please visit thelancet.com.